All right, let's go next to Colorado. We've got Eric Moore on with us. He is with Environmental Tillage Systems and the Soil Warrior. Eric, how are you doing today?
Doing great. How's Brian getting along today?
Excellent, excellent. All right, what kind of questions are you typically getting when it comes to this strip till system that we've been talking about all day?
You know, really, strip till, I guess the biggest questions we get are from growers converting from one tillage system to strip till, whether that's conventional till, no-till, whatever their system is.
Yep.
They want to know how they can keep the best attributes of their tillage system and incorporate attributes of another tillage system that maybe they haven't got to realize yet. So a lot of times if somebody's in conventional till, they want to know how can they maintain good seed-to-soil contact, fertilizer distribution and incorporation, but gain the benefits that they see some of their neighbors that maybe the no-till farmers have on their operations as well.
All right, one question I get quite a bit is the shank versus the coulter. We talked about it just a little bit today, but when you get that question, well, should I have a shank machine? Should I have a coulter machine? What kind of things do you talk through with the farmer?
You know, really, I look at their operation, what their soil types are, and what they're trying to accomplish. You know, if they're trying to mitigate compaction, I think that's probably where I would look at maybe the shank machine has some benefit. There are some other options out there as well. There's some deep cogwheels, some other ways we can do that. But if their goal is to prepare a good seedbed, to gain soil structure, incorporate nutrients, make a nutrient-rich zone, that's where I believe the coulter system would probably be what I would recommend. If we look at tillage operations, if anybody has experience with conventional tillage, pretty rarely would we use a chisel or a ripper to go out and make our seedbed. So
yeah.
If seedbed preparation and seed-to-soil contact is your goal, I think a coulter system really has some advantages over a shank.
How about adjustment when you go from field to field? Because there are a lot of different soil types. Sometimes you're coming out of one crop. Sometimes it's another crop. So how about the adjustments, and how easy is it, like with your machine, with the Soil Warrior, how long does it take, and what should a guy really be looking for there in terms of adjustment field to field?
You don't really field to field. Once you've got your tillage depth set and say, this is the tillage depth and the incorporation method I need for my fertilizer, there's very little adjustment that has to be made on that machine because it has great ability to flow through residue in different soil types, whether that's rocky soils, heavy soils, light textured soils, and the adjustments are pretty simple. A lot of times, 90% of the soil conditions, that machine's going to be set right out of the factory to flow through those residues and soil conditions. There are some differences in how you would want it to do as far as maybe some of the down pressure, the down force you need on the machine, and that's very easily adjustable with air pressure within the cab. So there's some small adjustments you would make as far as, you know, helping with residue flow depending on what your previous crop is. But the adjustments, we like to have the machine have great adaptability through different environments, because with strip tillage, we're making our strips to set to where our planter will flow across that.
Right.
So the strip till is where we make the adjustments as far as field conditions, and then we want to have a uniform soil for the planter to flow across.
I often tell guys, when GPS came along, that it felt like that made strip tillage a lot more possible and a lot more feasible for a lot of guys, because there are a lot of farmers out there, as you know, that are pretty fussy and they want nice straight rows in the spring and they want to make sure they're planting right over the top of where they did strip tillage. Can I assume that most of the farmers you work with are using GPS to guide both the strip till machine in the fall and the planter in the spring?
Yeah, and I think that's really a critical piece, as you mentioned, of having success with strip till. Making sure that we're back on top of those rows, where we've placed those nutrients, where we've mitigated that soil compaction and improved our soil structure. If we get off of those strips and we get out into where the residue is, university data would indicate there's up to a 9-bushel yield reduction if we get away from those strips. So being able to follow those strips, whether it's with active implement steering or at least with guidance, is pretty critical for success in strip till.
One of the things you mentioned was creating a nutrient-rich zone so you get the best overall production. Well, I've been kind of surprised. There are actually quite a few farmers I've found that aren't putting any fertilizer out there at all. Why would that be? I mean, why would a guy not want to put fertilizer out?
You know, I think it really depends on how they put that fertilizer out in the past. If they're putting that into a concentrated band, people have had some poor experiences with that, where they've gotten that band too close to their germinating seed and had some seedling burn issues. I think that's what gives people a little bit of apprehension is, you know, how much can they put out there and do that in a safe method. I think that's where you really want to look at the system of application and say, can we incorporate our nutrients into that zone, that whole root mass, where we can get kind of a flower pot effect and get great nutrient availability. And instead of concentrating that in such a concentrated band where we have salting effects or seed safety issues as well.
I get about 30 seconds left, Eric. Any last things you wanted to leave with our listeners today about strip tillage?
You know, I guess from my personal perspective as a former crop consultant and agronomist, it's really a systems approach instead of just one piece of equipment. You want to look at it as a whole farming system so you can get the best opportunity for those plants to have nutrient availability and sunlight availability and uniform emergence. And strip till really gives us that, where we can get good seed-to-soil contact, nutrient-rich zones, and also manage those residues so we can get seed-to-soil contact and good uniform emergence.
We've been talking to Eric Moore. He is out of Colorado and with Environmental Tillage Systems. They've got the Soil Warrior. Eric, thanks a lot for your time today. We really appreciate having you on.
Well, thank you very much.
You bet.